Hi everyone, welcome back. Now, when we have been discussing our project resources, the most important question comes here is the estimation, developing the team. And this is what we are going to discuss in this section of our learning journey. So, one of the quotes by Aristotle is, it is a mark of instructed mind to rest satisfied with a degree of precision at a nature of subject admits and not to seek exactness when only an approximation of result is possible. What does it mean? Okay. So, if you are able to manage with approximation, why seek exactness? Okay, so in this section, we are going to look at different functions of managing team and resources. Estimation, very important concept, which is associated with team and resources and how it affects the project execution. Estimation of resources needs to be, you know, executed for a specific activity or a skill which is required for completing the task. Okay. The main item in this category will be members of development team, project manager, system analyst, software development, quality assurer team, and other support staff. The first step in preparing the resource allocation plan is to identify the resources. I told you earlier also, resources are not only human resources, there are non-human resources also. Like a crane which is lifting a beam and putting it on the pillars. It is also a resource. It also bears a cost to the project. So we need to estimate what is the cost, time which is needed to utilize that resource. So estimation becomes very, very important from the project point of view. We talked about decomposition, resource breakdown structure. Why is it needed? We have to go in a down depth to understand what is the need of that particular item. This can be achieved by taking into consideration all the activities and skills. I told you, right? Skills and activities, resource breakdown structure. So there are different techniques which are available for estimation, or they are widely prevalent, or they have been used for years by different managers. They are confusing. Why? Because your project nature itself is different. There are different ways in which you can estimate. If you ask your grandmother, okay, some how long this road is, so you know, she'll say, I don't know, but you know, something like this. Her way of interpreting the length, breadth of the road might be different than how you do it. In US, it is miles. In India, it is kilometers. Right? The way units are different. The way we will say, I will measure with hand span. Somebody will say, no, hand span is not clear indication of estimation. I will use a scale or a tape. So estimation techniques, okay, if you have seen different ways in which you can estimate. Within your home itself, there are many ways you can, you know, do estimation for your projects. An interior decorator will look at it different ways. A project manager needs to estimate how much effort, time, cost is required. And choosing the best for your project. Right? So estimation techniques, top-down estimation. In a top-down estimation technique, we follow work breakdown structure. We are breaking the work into different sections. One task, I have to ensure that the task is broken down. I gave you an example of plumbing, right? So high-level task and then broken down into low-level task. Top-down estimation. Bottom-up estimation, this is a very interesting one. This is a reverse of top-down, but it is a little bit time-consuming. because you take small, small components and build it together. It's like a reverse mountain. Reverse mountain. Okay? So you build small activities. Let's say if I have to build a credit card functionality, for that estimation will be how much time a transaction takes, or points, reward points, everything will be now at a bottom level, and then I keep on building it up. Okay? So tasks, they are summed up, and in top down they are divided, or the bottom tasks are less heavy. Okay. Delphi technique, interesting one. Delphi is known as an expert judgment technique. It is the most basic level which relies on expert opinion. Okay. Now, in Delphi technique, let's say I am planning to build a sea bridge. Okay. A bridge which goes over the sea. Now, I need to take an opinion. If I have to do a high-level estimation, what I will do is I will look around and check which all projects have done this kind of work earlier in the past, and gather the responses of experts who have worked on this kind of projects. Surveying experts or asking them questions, then pulling their responses, looking for inconsistencies in the information required, and drawing out the best out of it. That is Delphi. As an estimate, it is highly subjective, requires broad base before it becomes objective, but it is a very many times effective way of collecting the information or responses. Okay? So these techniques use, basically Delphi technique is expert level estimation. Next technique is parametric estimation. Okay, it is a mathematical model. There are plenty of such models available in the market. Okay, I enter different parameters. Based on this parameter, I will define what kind of estimation, you know, if this is the case, this is the estimate. Let's say if I am building a bridge, what is the salt level within the my region? Okay, what kind of steel I am using? Okay, the salt composition can affect the steel erosion. So these are all parameters I need to take into consideration. Parametric estimation. There are repeatable estimation or templates available, mathematical models available in the market to do this kind of estimation. Comparative analogy estimation. These techniques use similar projects which are carried on in the past. You get the data of it. Please don't confuse this with Delphi. Delphi is expert. Here you are gathering the data. No expert. Okay, so Delphi technique is little bit different, and comparative analogy estimation is different. There are plenty of data available from past. These are history. This serves as a model for present project. Okay, they give you a base to work with. Next, 3-point estimation. So we were discussing about estimation. Let's look at 3-point estimation technique. 3-point estimation technique, as the name suggests, we take into consideration three different aspects for estimation. First, a best estimated time, most likely, and worst. So, pessimistic, optimistic, and most likely. The general terms which we use. Pessimistic, optimistic, and most likely. So, produce estimated value, what do we do is, the formula is, the estimation equals to optimistic, that is best estimated time, plus 4 more likely, plus pessimistic, worst case scenario, divided by 6. And this is the three-point estimation technique formula which is used by the team. Okay. This estimation of resources in our context is mainly people or staff which is associated. But as I said, resources, non-human resources also are very, very important in this case. Histogram, one of the another techniques of estimation. Histogram is a bar chart that shows not only the number of resources to be assigned to the project, but also the period, time, day for which they are required. Histogram, it's a bar chart, basically a graph which is plotted. Estimation is an histogram estimation is a, this is an invaluable tool for anticipating, managing project uncertainties or risk. Okay. Estimation or techniques, you know, as I said, there are different kinds of estimation tools available, and one of the histograms is one of the good tools to use. Although it is difficult to develop realistic predictions because, you know, the project timelines. Now, if you are, let's say, if you are building a bridge here in Mumbai or in Delhi or in Chennai, the conditions will be different, right? The climatic conditions will be different. If you are building similar kind of bridge in Kashmir or in Assam, the conditions are different. So that is why even though the length and breadth of the bridge remains the same, the estimation will differ, right? Because even though the pillar height, length, breadth, everything is same, the external factors which are affecting the project are different. Okay, in Jammu and Kashmir, taking or the raw material itself reaching a particular point is difficult because it's a hilly area. Snowstorms, rains can affect in Assam. So all these factors you need to take care of in the estimation. So challenges in the estimation, I would say, presence of hidden or unknown variables that are difficult to anticipate. As I said, terrorist attack can happen in Jammu and Kashmir when I'm doing my bridge activities. Unknown or hidden variables. Idealistic views of our own capabilities. Okay, we are not, we know, yeah, I'll be doing great, but are we having that much of our resources having that much capacity or not? That we need to identify. Strong human desire to please other by telling what they want to hear. Customer says, will you be able to complete this project in 10 days? We say, yeah, whatever you like. 10 days it is. No, that is not how you want to do it. I know that nobody wants to be bearer of bad news, but you have to be clear that, you know, 10 days is not a realistic estimation. We require 20. As a team, we require 20 days to complete this task. You have to be very clear. These are challenges because we want to please the customer. So shortcomings, or there are always shortcomings, but there are remedies which we need to look at as well. Maintain ongoing actual database for recorded time spent. Very, very important. Recording the time which has been spent by the team. Okay. Team which spends the time. If you record that, you will be able to identify. Team is able to do the task in this many hours. Then in future, if similar kind of activities need to be done, yeah, this is the timeline I'm looking at. A realistic actual spend will give you futuristic predictions. Create and use planning documents, project plans, so that you have a record of what has happened, what is going to happen. Perform detailed task analysis of work performed. So that is why work breakdown structures comes into picture. Use more than one method to arrive at time estimate. So you do different kinds of, I will use Delphi also, I will use parametric also, find best of both. If they give me nearly same kind of values, that means my estimation is correct. If they give wide range of values, then something is different, something is not correct. Okay. Use complexity factor as a multiplier to find out a project is more or less complex. Complexity of the project. Okay. Maybe the tasks are simpler, but complexity can increase or decrease depending on how the project environment is. I give you an example. You're building a bridge in Jammu and Kashmir. You're building a bridge in Assam. Complexity. There's so much of rain in Assam. Is it easy to build a bridge? Maybe not. Okay. So these all components you need to identify. Identify the constraints, assumptions that accompany the calculation. I'm assuming that there will be no rain or moderate to low rain in Assam when I'm trying to build a first four pillars. I'm assuming. Assumption. Okay. Assumption can affect your estimation. So, in the next 3 months, I'll be able to complete the first four pillars. Estimating that I'll be able to complete. Maybe not. So, assumptions and constraints have to be carefully looked at. Okay. So, if the budgets also can be one of the constraints, adjusting upwards or downwards, you know, projects, scope, and different ways people organize their work. I told you the way the urban audience looks at the project or the non-urban audience looks at the project, you know, might be different. So it can affect the estimation techniques. Okay. The technical aspects which are there, you know, can affect. Okay. Plan and estimate the project rollout from the beginning so that rollouts won't become chaotic and scramble at the end. Means rollouts means releasing, giving the product to the customer to check what is correct or not correct. Okay. Let's say if you are building a website for your project as a project. Okay. You start building, customer gives you requirement and your timeline is 10 months. At the end of the 10 months, if you give a website to the customer and customer says, no, this is not what I wanted. Okay. So you wasted 10 months in building a product which is wrong. Your estimation, your work has less scope for change now. It has become chaotic. It could have been avoided if you had shown the part to the customer from time to time, rolled out to the customer to check it. Okay. That way you have a more time to re-estimate to introduce changes in the project. Okay. So phased approach is a more, you know, primarily focused in case of project where requirements are dynamic, keep on changing. Developing contingency plan. Contingency plan. Why? What is this contingency plan? Contingency plan is mitigation plan for risk. Okay. If there are contingencies, you can, there are risk, they can be overcome by applying different kinds of alternative solutions. Like if it is going to rain in May when the IPL is being played, then I will try to host the IPL at a location there is less probability of rain. Okay. So I will not have matches in Kerala, but I will have matches in Gujarat or Mumbai or Delhi, where possibility of rain during May is less. Or if it is happen, I will have alternate location ready. So, must have and nice to have categories. Okay. So, we prepare lessons learned database. This leads to a lesson learns database. I had done IPL in this month and it rained. So what is a contingency? What is solution which I need to do? Learn the lesson. If you fell while learning a scooter or a two-wheeler, you will overcome it by learning and driving it faster later. Because I know this is how I need to ride. Okay? So, points to consider. Planning requires both technical, you know, planning requires both technical and software team to make initial commitments for your project estimation. And matrix or historical data, expert judgments are also important. Past experience comes in as a great aid or help for planning or estimation. Estimation carries inherent risk. Please understand this. You know, inherent risk. Inherent means risk associated with the activity itself. This leads to uncertainty. I have talked about uncertainty and risk. Availability of historical information has a strong influence on a risk estimation. Planning needs to select, you know, points to consider. Select number and kind of people skills needed to complete the project. A small project of a few persons months may need one individual, or large projects having many different complex functionalities may be requiring months and years of planning and require location and different location resources and times. Okay, number of required resources can be different also. Tomorrow, let's say Balaji Telefilms tries to launch into a cartoon like a Frozen, then they might require expertise which have been used by a Frozen team. They might collaborate with the people who have worked on a movies like Frozen. Okay, so this understanding, this knowledge comes over and above what has been done, you know, historical data, estimations, understanding what, how these questions can be answered. Okay, so in conclusion, by using set of priority estimation technique, it is possible to improve your estimation and practice and reduce the number of risks associated with overshooting your project timelines. Why do we do estimation? Please remember, people. Because we need to know project has definite start and end. Okay. So what is this definite start and end? We need to analyze. And that is given to you by estimation. This is the time I will start and this is the probable time I will end the project. Project has to end because project is a temporary endover. Movie making starts, movie making ends, and it is released to theaters. Okay. Now let's move on to our topic of teams again, wherein we are going to discuss about what is the process of acquiring, developing, managing the team. One of the initial activities which are performed during project planning is acquiring the human resources, obtaining the human resources. This acquiring team requires, you know, that you confirm the availability of human resources for your project. Okay, it is necessary to complete the project. I have built a beam which has to be lifted and put on the flyover, but there are no cranes available to lift that beam. Then what? Okay, so acquiring the resources at right time in the project is very, very crucial. Okay, so this would require developing a plan. I have been talking about human resources plan, staffing plan. You know, these are very, very important when you are talking about a project, because we need to set dependencies, relationship between different resources. I told you, electricity in the night, flood lights. To lift a beam is also important. Okay, so this look at we are going to look at different inputs, tools, technique available for project manager for planning this acquisition of project team. Okay, what is this all about? Okay, this plan or HR plan, staffing plan, what we call is basically includes roles and responsibilities defining the position, skills, and competency which is required to execute the project activities. Okay, roles and responsibilities. Roles and responsibility. Project organization as a whole requires different resources, and different resources have different skills. Like I told you, movie requires a choreographer also, fight master also, creative director also. Everybody, they have come with their different skills. Okay. Project organizations are there. So staffing management plan defines time period or duration for which each project team member will be needed and the information about when they will need it. Okay. Details of existing resources, including their availability, competency level, everything needs to be recorded. Besides this information, we also require details of what resources my own organization is already having. Okay, are they available at a competency level which I require? Are they above it, below it? What is it? Okay, have they work in similar kind of environment like my project, or is it they are freshers? How much interest they are having, or how what is the cost associated with this resources for my project? These all information is very important. Personal administration policies also affect the task or team acquisition. Okay, many times people can be working from different locations. Now, post-COVID, we have a lot of flexibility in terms of working from home or working from virtual locations. So, one team member can be working from Hyderabad, one member can be working from Chennai, Delhi, Bangalore, Kerala, or San Francisco, or Hong Kong, or Singapore, or London. No? So, depending on the involvement of a team member with respect to geographic location, also can have effect on the acquisition plan or staffing plan of the project. Like imagine, you know, if a person is working in London, the holidays are different. When a person is working for Hong Kong, their holidays are different, right? So we need to manage everything. So acquiring team basically involves few actions on the part of project manager or team. Pre-assignment. What does pre-assignment mean? Pre-assignment means the people or the resource comes attached to the project from the start of the project. So when a time of a bidding of a project or charter is signed, when the project officially starts, resource comes attached to the project. Like, you know, for a movie, a director starts the movie for his or her son. Okay, so the hero comes or heroine comes attached to the team. This person is going to be the hero, or this person is going to be the heroine of the movie. Attached. Pre-assignment. Okay. Negotiation. Negotiation for staff assignment is required on many projects where project management team needs to negotiate the stuff, because maybe the functional managers which are there, they're sharing this team member across different projects. Okay, this person will work 5 hours on project A, this person will work 5 hours on project B. Okay, so negotiation is very important. Also, the willingness authorized to work on a project till their responsibilities are completed is also needs to be communicated within the team. Project management team within a performing organization. No, specialize human resources. External organization, vendors, suppliers, contractors. Okay, these are also very, very important. Imagine, okay, a construction company who is building a flyover might not have heavy cranes which are required to lift the beam. There might be specialized contractor who will provide these cranes to you. Now, I need to check the schedule with third-party vendor, external organization for the availability. This is the time I will require the crane. This is the time I will require concrete. This is the time I will require RCC truck. Dependencies. So, these external organization, contractors, vendors are also crucial. If they are providing the resources to you, are their skills matching to what I need in my project? Okay. These all things also need to be taken care of. Virtual teams. We've talked about virtual teams sitting in different locations, but the goal, the objective is same. Their role are defined within the team, and they may not be meeting face to face, but now there are many tools available like Zoom and everything. Working from different location doesn't feel a constraint. They are located geographically at a different locations, but communication becomes easy using, emails, meeting, videos, conference call, right? So different formats make it possible. So from people's point of view, geographical locations now are not a constraint. Okay, they are not a constraint. Also, virtual teams incorporate employees who work from office location. Okay, so one team sitting in San Francisco and one team sitting in Bangalore collaborate. Okay, they work in different shift, but the goal is same. They share how they have shared repository, they have shared groups. Whatever work has been done, a report goes from one team to another. The communication becomes very, very important in this case. So communication planning becomes increasingly important in case of a virtual team. Because what has been done by the team which is sitting in San Francisco, their time starts when the team sitting in Bangalore ends their shift. So conflict should not arise. So clear communication, facilitating communication becomes very, very crucial. Okay? Why? Because decision making is needed. We have seen there are decision making actions which are required. In earlier slides, we discussed about decision making. Decisions are based on certain parameters which is taken by the project manager and senior board members. Okay, so this is based on information or communication which has happened within the team. Next, team acquisition or acquiring team. What is output? Once you acquire the team or ensure that they are available at a time, place when the project requires, the output is project staff assignments document. Basically, this is a document which is created. It basically is giving you information about team and some their memos, their names, their skills, which can be used to accomplish the task which are there on our project. For the not only for project manager but whole stakeholders. It gives a clear set of instruction and information about project staff. This role is required to do this task at this time in the project, in this phase of the project. Okay. Resource calendars. Very interesting thing. Many times people miss this. Resource calendars are nothing but I talked about, people working from different locations, right? So let's say San Francisco, people who are sitting in San Francisco, they might have different holidays. People sitting in Singapore might have different holidays. Okay, so their resource working hours utilization depends on their resource calendars, how much time they are available, how much time they can work. Okay, each individual resource has a flexible calendar. Okay, I'll give you an example. I used to have a customer who used to work in semiconductors development. They had 200 around calendars. What are different calendars they had? People who used to work half a day, people who used to work 8 hours per day, people who used to work 6 hours a day, people who used to work only Friday, people who used to work only on alternate days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, people who used to work 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, so different combinations can happen for resource calendars. Okay, considering this resource calendar becomes very, very crucial in staffing. Okay, that depends how much time you will need of that particular resource with the estimation. Okay, so updates in staffing management plan, when you get all the resource calendar or required changes, because not many times whatever is the ideal situation will fit or it will come easily in your project. Because as I said, the resources have different expectation, different calendars. So the ideal schedule not always work. Okay. So you might have to adjust, tweak the schedule. And this includes, activities like, the team building, illness, sick leaves. You have to take care of that. Unplanned leaves, I have been talking about. Unplanned leaves. You need to take care of that aspect also. Or people leaving your project, people leaving your organization itself. Okay? So people can change or workload because of external factors. Okay? That can affect, right? So one team member leaving can put a load on another team member. Okay, so his work also can get affected. All these activities can affect your the staffing management plan. Okay.